Welcome everybody, Shir number 983, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so of course we're in the middle of the halachas of Mayim Achrayim. So we're up to in our Simin, which is Kuf Pei Aleph. Again, we're just basically going through the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, trying to get the basic halachas of washing Mayim Achrayim to do it the right way, right? So Lamaisa, we're up to Sif Ches, Kuf Pei Aleph, Simin Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Ches. And the question comes up is, does one have to dry their hands? As we know, so what's the question over here? We've spoken about Maim Rishonim, right? And the washing before one goes to eat bread. We said that one of the parts of the process of washing for bread, the Netilas Sidaim, is drying the hands. Drying the hands is mamish part of the mitzvah. And it's something that has to be done as far as one of the steps in reference to Netilas Yadayim. What about by Mayim Achrayim? Does one have to dry their hands? So I wash my hands and they're wet. I don't have a towel. Well, big deal. So I go on, I'll bench. Is there a chiyuv on that? So he says, interesting, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, says, Halacha l'maaseh yesh omrim shamayim achrayim einam tzrichim nigav. That he brings down two sheets, as we're going to see right away. The Mechaber also brings the Rambam. The Mechaber brings it halacha l'maisa, the Rambam, as the second sheet. But l'maisa, the first sheet, he says, Yesh emrim shamayim achroinim einam tzrichim nigav. You don't have to dry your hands, that's all. Then he brings the Rambam, again, all in the Mechaber, la Rambam menagev v'acha kach mevarech. You dry your hands and you make a bracha, because according to the Rambam, you make a bracha. We do not make a bracha. But that is the shita of the Rambam. So Lamaisa, obviously, we go that we don't make a bracha. We go with all those who hold that you don't make a bracha. And the first shita brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is that you don't even have to dry your hands. So why not? The question is, why not? Mishnah Berurah just explains to us what's the difference over here what's the difference between the Mayim Rishonim, where you have to, by before washing for bread, whereby you have to dry your hands, and by us, where you don't have to, by Mayim Achrayim, where you do not have to dry your hands. By before bread, you have to dry your hands, and Mayim Achrayim, you do not have to dry your hands. What is the difference? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Kevin She'inim Boim Rak L'Nakas Es Yadayim, the in Sifkat and Yod Ches, we're reading from the Mishnah Berurah Oiz V'Hodar. Sometimes the Dirish, sometimes Mishnah Berurah Oiz V'Hodar. These are all wonderful, wonderful, beautiful Sfarim, by the way, that help us understand the Mishnah Berurah and the Mechaber and everything else. The Dirshu, I've mentioned in the past, the Dirshu gives various different shitas from the modern day, Paiskim, in reference to various different things, mostly. Here and there, I'll give a little bit of a pshat, but the Mishnah Berurah Oiz V'Hodar, we've spoken about in the past, gives Mamish an explanation. And Mamish, he explains, basically what the Mishnah Berurah, what the Mechaber, Ramah, what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. So he explains, Kevan in Sifkat and Yud Ches, Kevan She'inam Bom, why we always say this? Anybody who's learning it inside, it's kedai to know the various different Sfarim, that could help a person. Mamish, the Dirshu was created, it's unbelievable what's in there, and the Mishnah Berurah is V'Hadar, unbelievable what's in there. Coming off obviously the Mishnah Berurah itself, that the Chafetz Chaim made, that in itself is mamash a gift that we have today. Okay, so the Sifkat and Yud Ches, Kevon She'enam Boim Rak L'Nakas Es Hayadayim, since it's only in order to clean one's hands. Why you wash my machrayim? To clean your hands. That's because of the dirt from the food. That's the main thing, right? We said the melech sedaimis, right? The salt or whatever, or the dirt from the food. Imam, she's just basically cleaning your hands. To the point that we spoke about. It's interesting. Somebody actually was nice enough to send me a Mishnah, I think in Erechin, which says, and it was quoted to me also, by Rabbi Kahan, that since Mayim Achrayim, again, today, nowadays, we don't really have the Melech Sedaimis, even though it's from Yam HaMelech, whatever the case is, but in those days, going back a bit, the salt was mamish dangerous. The Melech Sedaimis, somebody touched their eyes, you're dealing with a sakana, question of a sakana, so in certain times, it would take precedence, and that Mishnah, again, I think it was in Erechin, that somebody was so nice to send to me, stating basically that the Mayim Achrayim in that case took precedence Even though Mayim Rishonim, we spoke about it in general, Mayim Rishonim comes first, right? If you don't have enough water, you have to make sure you have enough to wash for bread. But when it comes to Sakana, if it was mamash a question of a Sakana, so of course we know that that comes first, right? When there's a question of a Sakana, so we put that first. And when they went out to war, apparently, what's stated over there in the Mishnah, when they went out to war, they were more careful to wash Mayim Achroinim because of this Sakana aspect of it. So that's an important thing. So getting back to, we don't want to go off too much on a tangent, but it's Kedai to hear, Lamaisa, getting back to where we're up to, that this whole thing, says the Mishnah Berurah, is this, the whole washing is for Nikias, to keep your hands clean. Therefore, officially, according to the first sheet that brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to dry your hands. In other words, even if you don't dry your hands will still be clean, right? Let's say a person has a salt on their hands, and they wash their hands, they're good, so their hands are clean, finished. They didn't dry their hands, okay, but they accomplished what the Mayim Achroinim is there to accomplish. That's the point over there. That's what he's saying. Lachin dinam shoyna midin Mayim Rishoinim. That's another Mishbara is Vahadar is explaining. Lachin dinam shoyna. It's different. The halachas are different. The dinim are different. Ramaimach rishayim shenaitlam lufnei hasuda. That right? Or you wash before bread? Sheaz yesh chiyuv. Like we said, there's a chiyuv lenagav asiyadam. You have to dry your hands when you wash for bread. One of the steps. Lafisha oichel. In fact, to the point, just backtracking again, that we've spoken about in the past, that sometimes various different situations when it comes to bracha, well, again, we're not getting into halacha l'maisa, we gave many shiurim on netil sedayim before bread, but sometimes the drying actually comes into to play, whereby it's not, until a person dries their hands before, when they wash for bread, netil sedayim, they did not complete the mitzvah, and certain times it actually helps. For various different reasons. Okay, so that's how far it goes. But when it comes to the Mayim Achroinim, no, Lachin Dinim Shoinim, therefore it's different. And the Mayim Rishoinim, right before bread, Shinoitlam Lefnei Asuda, Shaz Yeshchiv, Yab Mamash Achiv, says the Mishnah Berurah is Vahadar, Lanagav Esiyadayim, Lefnei Sha'ichel, to dry your hands, Lefnei Sha'ichel, before you're going to go eat. We said one of the reasons, it's disgusting, it's very unappealing, to eat with wet hands, right, to touch the bread with wet hands. Kevish Amayim, Shanishru, Al Yadav, Temeim. And the other reason is also because Imamish Tameim, Vo'oichel B'li Nigav, and if you didn't wash the right way, especially, then the hands of Imamish, the water is Tameh. Okay, that was a Machlaikis, as if you did wash the right way. But we said it's a very unappealing thing also. Touching bread, eating without, drying your hands, the water is also Tameh. In certain instances, Vo'oichel B'li Nigav, Yadayim, Ki'ilu Oichel Lechem Tameh. So Imamish Ki'ilu, like you're eating Lechem Tameh, so that's a very important thing to keep in mind. But in our case, you're just doing it by Mayim Achroinim, just to wash your, to clean, just to clean your hands, and that is accomplished, in all instances. As long as you washed off the dirt, you're done, you're ready to go.